experience. As I stepped out in faith, we watched donations come in from Missouri, Florida, close friends, and relatives. God has increased my faith through many people. He became so real. The words from Hebrews 11:1, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things unseen, ring in my ears. I sure am going to miss my wife and children for 2 weeks. I'll definitely pray for them daily. We were not, by any stretch, the first Christians to come to Russia with the express purpose of telling people about Jesus. In fact, Christianity arrived in Russia many, many centuries before the United States even existed. Andrew was the disciple who introduced his brother Simon Peter to Jesus. Russians believe that Andrew also introduced Christianity to their homeland. Tradition holds that the apostle preached to communities of Scythians and Greeks living along the northern coast of the Black Sea, perhaps even reaching the future site of the city of Kiev. Ukraine was undoubtedly Christianity's entry point into Russia. In 869 AD, Cyril and Methodius finished translating parts of the Bible into the Slavonic language. By the middle of the next century, members of the Kievan nobility had become believing Christians, including the ruler, Princess Olga. In 988, Olga's grandson, Vladimir the Great, made Byzantine Rite Christianity the state religion of the Kievan Russians. Russians mark this date as the birth of the Russian Orthodox Church. When the Mongols invaded Eastern Europe 300 years later, Kiev lost its political and economic supremacy, and the Orthodox Church moved its headquarters to Moscow. Pious church leaders such as Saint Sergius and Epiphanius the Wise inspired Russia to throw off Mongol domination and consolidate itself into a nation. Sergius' followers founded some 400 monasteries, which became focal points for Russia's cultural resurgence and spiritual revival. Constantinople was the capital of Orthodox Christianity until it fell to Islamic invaders in 1453. Moscow then replaced Constantinople as the Holy See of the Orthodox Church. The Russian capital came to consider itself the Third Rome, an undisputed capital of Eastern Christendom. Meanwhile, Constantinople has become the Turkish city of Istanbul. Russia remained largely untouched by the Protestant Reformation that transformed the religious and political landscape of Western Europe during the 1500s. During the reign of Peter the Great, 1682 to 1725, the Russian Orthodox Church experienced unprecedented revival and expansion. Missionaries evangelized across Siberia into Alaska and onto California, which at the time was still a colony of Roman Catholic Spain. In the mid-19th century, revivals broke out among German Mennonites in Ukraine and Lutherans on the Baltic coast. Vasily Pashkov, a retired army colonel, became a Jesus follower through the influence of Plymouth Brethren evangelist. Pashkov, in turn, became a catalyst in spreading radical New Testament Christianity among the upper classes in St. Petersburg. During the final decades of the Tsarist Empire, a movement of Russian intellectuals sought to revitalize the Christian faith in Russia. Reacting to humanistic ideas that had come to dominate European thought, they followed a nonconformist path known as God-seeking. The movement produced the literary giants Leo Tolstoy and Fyodor Dostoevsky, and a volume of essays entitled Veki, Landmarks. The essays repudiated materialism and atheism, warning that such notions lead inevitably to failure and moral disaster. The book created a sensation. When World War I broke out in 1914, an estimated 208,000 priests, deacons, monks, and nuns were serving the Russian Orthodox Church. Nearly 85,000 houses of worship and more than 1,000 monasteries dotted the landscape. 3 years later, the Bolshevik Revolution swept the Tsar from power and stripped the Russian Orthodox Church of its official status as the state religion.